Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you here on 720 WGN. If we've had a pretty mild winter thus far, but I'm sure we'll still get our share of frigid temperatures. That's why it's always nice to talk to Chicago's warmest meteorologist, Cheryl Scott. She hosts the Great Chicago Blood Drive every year for the American Red Cross. And she joins us live in studio. Cheryl, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So happy to be here.
You know, first of all, I have to say, a couple weeks ago, the New Year's thing, the big dance number, that was some crazy stuff, man. I think that's a new tradition, I think, here in Chicago.
I mean, we hope that it's a tradition that will keep on going and people in Chicago love to watch it as much as we like to perform it. We had so much fun.
But we always talk about Janet Davies. We talk about Mark Giangreco and the whole kiss and the whole thing at midnight.
Right.
I think this, you know, transferring over from Ryan Seacrest is a thing.
It's a thing. Let's make it a thing.
Now, I just want to warn you that our very own Tom Skilling from WGN TV just hinted he's going to do like a big jazz tap thing next year. Okay. He's practicing, already working on this next show, so look out. He's not taking this lightly at all.
That is amazing. I'll bring out my tap shoes, too.
Okay,
we'll have a little tap battle. How about that?
I like that. Now, the dance number just didn't happen. Obviously, there's a group behind this whole thing. I saw some Facebook stuff that you did where you were interviewing some of the people that were training you and choreographers and all that.
Exactly.
Yeah, tell us what that's all about.
They made all of the magic happen. And Terrell spent a few months kind of coming up with the concept and the idea that we would be, you know, working that night as bartenders and a waitress. So just to give it a little bit of a storyline.
Love that. Yeah.
Yeah. So these dancers we danced with last year, and they're the Puzzle Box Dance Studio. They're located in Chicago, and they are just a group of professional, amazing dancers that I can now call friends. They are just so good. They're one of the best competition dance teams in the Midwest, if not across the country. And we're talking about like world of dance status winners. So super, super professional.
And these guys said that this year, you know, because last year was your first year doing this, so you were probably a little more cautious and listening, but you participated a little bit more in the planning of this. And that's what they said too. Like they enjoyed
exactly
that part of the collaboration.
Yeah, it was a big story. We definitely collaborated a little bit more this year, and we took some more time getting to know the dance. They stepped it up in terms of the dance and what we were supposed to, you know, end up doing and learning. So that was pretty cool that they had faith that we could perform what they would expect us to perform.
Awesome.
It was just so fun.
I felt like you had more hair.
I had a little bit more hair.
Right.
We went for, you know, I had to do a little hair flip in the beginning. So why not change it up a little bit? And we did something different just for.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Just for the holiday, the New Year's, we wanted to mix it up a little bit.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. But again, as I say, new tradition. All the way around. Yeah,
done.
Absolutely. Any New Year's resolutions? We always talk about this every year. Like, are you getting married this year?
We don't have a date yet.
Okay.
So
we're just taking
it slow.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Just kind of. You know, people keep saying 2020, a year of clear vision, right?
Okay, right. Ooh, I didn't think about that. Yeah,
I feel like we talk about this every year.
We do.
I try to take it just day by day, week by week, month by month, living with a good heart and doing what I can to kind of help others as much as I can.
But you also see on social media people promising things that probably they're not going to deliver on.
Right.
You know, the gyms are packed right now.
Exactly.
Right? And that's going to dissipate in a couple weeks. Here's some of the ones I found that I thought were quite fun that I thought I'd share with you. Eat more bacon and drink more whiskey was somebody posted that.
Okay.
Bacon, that's their thing.
Why not?
Not sit in my car for an extra 5 minutes on my phone after I park at a store.
I like that one.
We all do that.
Yeah, we kind of do that.
Right? Because that's where you can focus safely.
Right.
Reject adulthood at all costs.
Done. Check. I think right. We all still have that kid spirit in us.
Love yourself like Kanye loves himself.
Okay.
Right. This person says she had the same resolution for the past 5 years and kept them. Number one, don't get pregnant by someone I don't know very well, which is good. That's a good one to keep. And return my shopping cart to the shopping cart corral.
That's a good one because, you know, especially in the dead of winter when it's so cold.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Help out the workers there for sure.
Not see the movie Cats.
Oh, God. I've not heard good things about this. I have not seen it.
Did you watch the Golden Globes last week?
I did.
Golden Globes? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And he was pretty brutal. About everything.
About everything. It was comical and also very brutal.
Yeah, very brutal, especially cats. He just did not like cats again. And lastly, and I love this one, eat more tacos.
Always eat more tacos.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to slow down a little bit. That's my thing. I'm going to try to slow down just a little bit and enjoy the moments because it goes too fast.
Exactly.
So, like
I don't put a hard resolution out there.
Yeah.
I just kind of take life as it comes and do it with the best intentions. And always, this is my number one motto.
Yeah.
Be grateful and have gratitude.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that. Always something to practice.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, what you do for the American Red Cross has gone back so many, many, many years, even before Chicago. And next Wednesday is the annual Great Chicago Blood Drive. You had one of your first gigs in Knoxville, Tennessee. We always talked about that. And you were covering some major tornadoes that hit the area. And that really was an inspiration for you to get involved.
Yeah. It was an inspirational day, but it was also one of the worst days of my career as well. Just being a meteorologist, I didn't really understand the real purpose of my job until that day. I got into meteorology, whether it was a passion of mine since I was a little girl.
Always, right?
Yeah. Always. Wrote in the 8th grade yearbook, I planned to become a meteorologist. So
awesome.
Just crazy stuff. And now I'm living my dream and my career is awesome. But that day when I was in Knoxville, it was a huge tornado outbreak. I mean, hundreds of tornado touchdowns in the deep south in Knoxville, Tennessee alone. There were about, gosh, I want to say between 40 to 50 tornado touchdowns and over 30 people confirmed dead just in the Knoxville market alone. Hundreds dead across the deep south. So we were there. We were on air just for hours and hours.
And this is covering. Your first year, second year?
This is probably my third year on air. Okay. Yeah, I just started. I started in Erie, Pennsylvania, and then went to Knoxville shortly thereafter.
Which you do. You got to earn your stripes,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You got to work your way up a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was just a crazy day, a tragic turn of events. And after we were on air forecasting all day, the entire weather team went out to the grounds just to assess the damage the next day. And then that's when we met the folks who were impacted and lost everything. I mean, I can't imagine what it's like to lose absolutely everything, just homes demolished. And there were people coming up to us, the entire weather team, and just saying, you know, you helped save my life. You got me to the basement on time, or little things like that. And you're just like, holy, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, this is my job. It's not just to deliver the forecast. And I love delivering the forecast, especially when it's nice and sunny and mild during a Chicago winter day, but especially during those severe times in the severe elements, and helping keep people safe is most important. So that's when I connected with the Red Cross. They were on the grounds. They were there helping the people. They were giving them shelter.
Trucks are everywhere.
Exactly.
Food. Yeah.
They're all over the place, you know, helping those impacted by disaster. So it was a no-brainer. How can I get involved and how can I use meteorology and my platform to help people? And this was my connection. So it was just kind of very organic, and I've continued to, you know, grow with the American Red Cross. I've been on the board here in Chicago for years, and it's been just a wonderful experience.
But you talk about, you know, even when you're reporting down south, and we have tornadoes here too, but I mean, people have seconds to make a decision to go protect themselves, get down in the basement, whatever it might be. And I don't know if you thought about that, you know, as a kid growing up and going to school, that would be, you know, about reporting the weather and everything, but that would be an integral part of what you were doing.
Such an integral part. And it's something that you really don't think about when you are in school, because you're so focused on learning the dynamics and the science behind what's happening.
Yeah.
And then here you are on TV, and it's your job to get that information out precisely, quick, and accurate, so people can make the best decisions, you know, to save their lives.
Now, blood collection, very important in the winter months, because, you know, the donations drop off, especially around the holidays. People are traveling. They're not doing their normal thing. And, you know, there's always a great need. And I was looking at the blood types, you know, particularly O negative, A negative, B negative. Each day, the Red Cross needs about 13,000 blood donations to meet the needs of patients, approximately 2,500 hospitals across the country. And, you know, it takes about an hour. I mean, it's not, there's a little stuff you got to fill out and do some stuff, but it's an hour. And you got four locations this year, which is really cool. So you're really expanding the reach.
Exactly. And we hope to continue to grow this. It's one of the largest blood donation days in the entire country. So we're super proud of that. Last year, we collected over 1,200 units of blood.
Wow.
And one unit of blood can help save three lives. And like you just mentioned, every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. is in need of blood. And if you don't think about it, if you're never in that situation where you're seeing or you're needing that blood, or you know a friend or a family member that's in need of blood, because whether it's cancer or a trauma event, you just never know. But it's those people every day that need this to, you know, save their own life.
Now, the four locations this year, it's the seventh floor of the Merchandise Mart. It's 222 West Merchandise Mart Plaza. That's from 7 to 6. Where are you at? Are you at that one?
I will be at the Merchandise Mart all morning and all afternoon and all night.
Okay, and then you got the Drake Oak Brook on York Road in Oak Brook, 7 to 6. The Sullivan Community Center in Vernon Hills. So you're going up north, which is nice. That's right on Aspen Drive, 7 to 6. And then the new location is the Performing Arts Center on Ridge Road in Munster, Indiana. Yeah, we've got a nice reach this year.
Yeah, so we're going all over, and you know, maybe next year we'll add a few more. But there have been people that have wanted to participate, but coming down to the city or the suburbs of Chicago is a little too far. So hopefully these new locations this year will make it a little bit easier for others to get involved.
But here's the thing, what draws folks to this, in addition to just the need and the passion behind it, is they get to see you. They get to see some of the other folks that are
exactly
on there, right? And that's fun. And you're there 12, 13, 14 hours hanging out with
it's
people, right? Yeah.
It's a long day, but
your smiles go for 14 hours. You're good at that.
It does.
You do a nice job.
Just because you see everyone come out and just the outpouring of support. Yeah. And this is a day where we're truly, truly making a difference for so many others that need it. And you can't not smile at the fact that so many people have an open heart, a warm heart to give blood and donate.
And everybody gets a Cheryl Scott t-shirt.
A commemorative t-shirt. It will be an ABC7 t-shirt.
Yeah,
happy to sign autographs. I'll be there.
That's cool.
And
that's
of course, taking lots of pictures as well.
And you can go to the app. There's an app. And then redcrossblood.org, because you can see if you're eligible. I know there's, you know, age limits and stuff like that you have to do that. And there's something called Rapid Pass where you can actually schedule your appointment as well.
Exactly. It makes it super easy. You can go on that, insert all of your information, your medical information, just to make the process a little bit smoother. But on average, it usually takes about an hour from when you go in to when you leave.
So just plan
1 hour of your life, and you're helping save 3 lives.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Good stuff. I've been seeing you around on the network lately, doing some weekend Good Morning American stuff. Is that fun? Is that because you look I follow you on social media too. Is like you look like you're a fan, like the rest of us when you're in the studio and stuff. Like you're almost kind of excited. Like, whoa, look at this.
Exactly.
Right. And I think
it's like a kid in a candy store.
Your fiance is taking pictures too. Like, yeah, that's my girl.
Right. Right. It's it's cool. I mean, you know, working for ABC and O&O station under the Disney umbrella, we get that benefit sometimes.
Yeah, right.
So I just feel, you know, super grateful that they think that, or they want to ask me occasionally to help fill in. It's pretty cool.
That's neat. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have had some mild temperatures, of course, so far, below average precipitation. Christmas Day was so crazy. It was like,
crazy.
You know, people were golfing and playing basketball and running and just hanging out in the yard, eating in the backyard and stuff. There's 50 more days of winter yet. I don't want anyone to like lull themselves into the sense of comfort, because there could still be some stuff coming, right?
Yeah. I mean, long range forecasting in Chicago does get pretty difficult. And we've had such a mild December. But let's not forget, we did get some snow earlier.
Big snow.
In fall and early winter. Yeah. So Halloween, we had snow, which was crazy. But yes, it's always changing here in Chicago. So long range, definitely still expect that winter type feel. We're going to get it.
Yeah.
Periods of warmth, periods of cold, and we still have a long winter to go. So definitely more snow accumulation on the way.
And you love what you do.
Love what I do.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm in
the best city in the entire country.
Love hearing that as well. Well, you can catch Cheryl weekday afternoons on ABC 7 at 5 and 10 on Facebook, Twitter. And for more on the Blood Drive, you can visit redcrossblood.org. Always a pleasure, and
thank
thrilled
you
that you came in and hung out with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
All right, you can diet and hit the gym hard right after the new year, but will it last? Dr. Ian Smith joins us to talk about the new eating habits you can actually maintain. All coming up next on 720 WGN.